Good afternoon. This is Alex Mantel here from Renaissance Macro Research, and this is another edition of our Commodity Deep Dive Report. Today, we're going to cover a couple key points from our work. First, is this rally in crude sustainable? And secondly, what commodities group has shown leadership characteristics within the commodity space in recent history? So first, looking at page 3, again, we include the summary snapshot. We've added overbought and oversold conditions next to the trend column for a closer view on how these commodities are trading in order to better capture price positions in terms of their underlying trend. And as you can see, the precious metals have all experienced enough strength recently to be considered overbought right here, along with crude oil, but with gold being the only overbought commodity within the context of an uptrend. So if you turn to page 4, looking at gold, we got confirmation with its breakout through 1765. We now see 1846 as the next resistance level on gold. Dollar funding is moderated slightly, and as a result of that, buyers of gold have begun to jump back into the market, and that's been supportive of this resumption of trend. Now, although it is entering an overbought condition, we're not viewing gold here as overextended, given the consistency and also the persistence of previous overbought levels that we've seen in gold in this uptrend. And looking on page 5, here we're looking at sentiment. Even within the context of this uptrend and sharper corrections we've seen, bullish sentiment has reversed near that 50% level, and this is Consensus Inc. bullish sentiment. And we saw that happen here in this last week with a sharp increase in bullish sentiment. And this has typically led to more upside in most cases, as you can see on the chart. But it's really when these extreme bullish readings peak that we enter these periods of consolidation. So we're seeing more upside for gold through the year end, which we now think could even make a new high come January. If you turn to page 6, we're looking at silver. Silver stalled at its 200-day moving average, and we continue to believe that it needs to get through that 200-day moving average, that $36 level, as a confirmation of strength and to really confirm its ability to follow gold higher here. If you flip ahead to page 8, we look at copper. Copper stalled in its recent overbought condition, just below that 380 resistance level. And generally, the ability to push through an overbought condition rather than failing at it, especially at important resistance levels, that's what you want to see for confirmation of a legitimate trend change. And that's not what we saw here out of copper in the last 2 weeks. So we remain sellers of copper. If you turn to page 10, we're looking at crude oil. Now we're seeing follow through from that $91 breakout on WTI. And it traded through that $97 level intraday today. And it also broke out of its 200-day moving average, although it's selling off nicely today with most commodities. And we spoke 2 weeks ago about not getting confirmation out of Brent. But if you turn to page 11, we saw that confirmation on Monday in Brent, making a 65-day high through that $115 level. And again, we've reversed down below that level today. But we'd really like to see follow-through out of Brent in the form of holding above that 115 level. And if we can do that over the next few days, we generally like crude. Typically 65-day new highs after these long consolidations, in this case 6 months or so for crude oil. And after trends have been weakening for an extended period of time, these 65-day new highs are good entry points as a confirmation of a change in trend. And so how we react to this overbought condition that we're seeing in crude at these levels will give us a sense of where crude wants to head from here. Now, if you skip ahead to page 17, here we're overlaying the S&P GSCI commodity indices, and we've included energy, the industrial metals, and the ags. And what you'll notice from this chart is that the ags have tended to lead other commodity groups at important junctures over the last few years. Beginning with the crash in 2008, the ags peaked just about simultaneously with industrial metals, but well before energy. And then ahead in late 2008, early 2009, the ags were the first commodities to bottom. And in the first half of 2010, the ags topped in January, 4 months before the industrial metals and energy, the peak in industrial metals and energy. And those peaks were towards the end of April. But after that peak, the AGS went on to make new highs in August, also a couple months before the other indices confirmed. So right now what we're seeing is the same sequence on the way down with the AGS leading. So we'll see whether this relationship continues. But these commodity indices are all in downtrends right here, and particularly in the AGS space, we're not seeing any sustainable strength. So if you look at the wheat chart, wheat is in near-term trying to break out, but a pretty weak chart. Corn is stalling at resistance. Soybeans look weak. So we'll be watching these for these commodity indices for higher lows or potential bottoming patterns to tell us some sort of strength is presenting itself. So that's really it from us today. If there are any questions, please contact our office for Renaissance Macro Research. Thanks for listening.